Maybe it looks like us letting go of control when he's speaking about this posture of resting in the faithfulness of God. Maybe that's what we need to let go of, to be able to say, Lord, I look to you and I can be able to rest in that. Earlier on, I was talking about the scripture in Psalm 3 verse 5 that says, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. This idea that resting is a reflection of us being able to trust God to sustain us. God gives us the ability to rest in order for Him to sustain us. And we can't not rest in efforts of being able to ensure that we'll wake up the next day. We have to be able to rest in God in order to see it. It's this incredible thing where we see that in order for us to rest, we need to trust. Trust becomes a prerequisite in order for us to be able to rest. Trust is a prerequisite to resting in God, to resting in God's faithfulness. We've been chatting for the last couple of moments speaking about resting in the faithfulness of God. And I think it's one of those things that we need to be reminded of, that in order for us to find that rest, we need to find trust in God, because rest requires trust in God. And if you haven't figured out, that's what we're chatting about this afternoon as we conclude this conversation of resting in the faithfulness of God. Looks like us being able to trust God. Do I actually trust God? Do I trust that what He says in His word, that what He says and His promises are, that how He says He will hold me, He will lead me, that He's with me, that He's already gone ahead of me, that He's already provided all that I need? Do I trust that enough in order for me to be able to rest? Do I trust that if I heed, if I acknowledge God's command to rest, that He will help me accomplish what He needs, or what I need, or what generally needs to get done? In Proverbs 16, verse 3, it actually says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Do I trust that as I give Him some of the stresses, and I'm talking about things that need to get done. For example, you need to get your business. There needs to be business coming into your business because you need to pay the bills. You've got employees you need to pay. You need to be able to get some sort of employment because there's money that needs to come into the house. There's things that need to work out in terms of healing and health and so many different areas. Do I trust that if I acknowledge God's command to rest, even while there's this desire for all these different things, even while there's this call and pull to try make things happen, even while you're in a season where you feel so nervous and you feel like, oh Lord, I'm walking on the water and I wasn't planning on it. I did not bring a scuba suit. This is not what I had in mind. Do I trust that if I heed the call of God and God's command to rest, that He will take care of the rest? Am I willing to commit to the Lord whatever I do and allow Him to establish my plans, as it says in Proverbs 16, verse 3. Friend, there's something about our ability to let go and resist the urge to keep control in areas that we feel the pull, we feel this longing, because what is going to happen at the end of the month? Because the question remains, what happens if I get another email that says we regret to inform you? What happens when the landlord is asking, hey, what's the plan? I've given you extension for 2 months. What happens when the doctor's report says something contrary to what you're praying for? Do I try to make things happen by my own strength? Do I keep control? Or do I heed God's command to rest, knowing that He will establish His plans?
Impact 103, Afternoon Drive.
We're talking about resting in the faithfulness of God, but understanding that resting in that faithfulness is trusting in God, because rest equals trust. We cannot rest unless we trust, and we see this in scripture, how God is calling us to rest in Him, but also He calls us to trust Him. And here's the funny thing, right? I was just saying earlier on of how, are we willing to acknowledge God's command to rest, even when it's things that are stressing us and overwhelming us, and trusting that He will accomplish it? Because sometimes we've got the, let me put it this way. I know for a fact you've got the capacity to trust. You've got capacity to trust things that you don't even know for sure, like guaranteed 100% will go the way you imagine it to. But just because you've got the capacity to trust, let me give you some real life examples. I mean, in the mornings, some of us, we wake up and trust a barista that is half asleep and trust them to get our coffee right. I mean, think about it. Every morning you go to your favorite coffee shop, they greet you by name, they even call your order before you even get in the door. They see you walk in and say, okay, let's make that grande cap. And by the time you arrive, they're like, it's already coming, just put in your number. They already know. But you trust that person to get your coffee right, even though they're half asleep and you have no guarantee. Okay, maybe you might say, Khosi, I'm not a coffee person. I don't relate to this. I don't have it that often. Here's another one. If you're a music person, you know how these recommendations of music we think you'll like or TV shows you think you'll like, you'll trust those recommendations all the more without even knowing the algorithms and the numbers and the stats and the computer behind it and what it's recommending to you if it matches with your values. But sometimes we'll trust that more than we'll trust God for the next steps of our lives, who's got it all put together. Here's another one. Statistics say that 17% of people are likely to sleep in an Uber. 17% of people are likely to sleep in an Uber. I am half a percentage. I'm likely to sleep, but also not. But I'm more likely to sleep because I'm a sleepist. Here's the thing, friend. We're likely to trust a driver we know nothing about. We don't even know where this person comes from. We don't even know if they're going to drive to the destination. We've got these systems that we believe will ensure that things run right, but we don't know for a fact. And we're likely to trust that Uber driver more than we are to trust the leading of God and rest in His faithfulness. I know you might be thinking, yo, Khosi, this sounds harsh. But friend, it isn't harsh. We see this invitation from God's word where He constantly says, trust me, rest in me, trust in me in order to rest in my faithfulness. I need you to trust in me. We need to let go of the control that we sometimes want to have. Proverbs 3 reminds us of this, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. All its worries, all its happiness, all its sadness, all its joys, all its moments of weakness, all its stresses, all the things that people know, all the things that people don't, all the things in your journal, all the doctor's reports. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Psalm 56, verse 3 to 4 says, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? When I'm afraid, when I'm worried, when I'm anxious, and I'm wondering, Lord, is this really going to work out? Lord, you're telling me to step away from business right now. Is this actually going to work out? When I'm afraid and saying, Lord, you're saying to me that I must move opposite to maybe what even family is saying. You're leading me to stay in this marriage much longer than what I see it should be working out. My therapist and family says I should step out of this marriage and just send those papers and meet a lawyer. But when I'm afraid and I'm not sure if this is going to work out, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. The word of God that we live in, that He's saying, I praise this word, that God that says this, the faithful God is not one of us. The faithful God is a God we can trust. And finally, in Philippians 4, which is one that we know so well, Philippians 4, which we quote so often, we sing in songs, we quote in church, we would see it on a mug, we would probably say, oh man, I believe this so much, but it's even harder to live. In Philippians 4, chapter number 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, do not be anxious about anything. Do not be anxious about anything. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation that keeps you up at night, every situation that stresses you in the morning, every situation that wakes you up in the morning, every situation that you sometimes cry to God about, every situation that you don't even know if you can come to God about, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which goes above all understanding, all maths, all realities around us, all the opinions of man, all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Because friend, to rest in the faithfulness of God is to trust God. Rest equals trust.